Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 463 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers Ninja Storm, episode 5, Thunder Strangers, part 1.
It aired on March 8th, 2003, written by Ann Knapp and directed by Charlie Haskell.
Ann Knapp is another returning old name, like, from the Mighty Morphin era. A lot of these names are. That's wild. What were they doing all this time, do you think?
Waiting to write Power Rangers again.
Just waiting by the phone with bated breath. hoping that Papa Walt will give them the call. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along if you've got Netflix or the DVDs. And you should, because Ninja Storm, pretty rad so far. We're only 5 episodes in, but I'm enjoying the heck out of it.
Yeah, it's been really good. Pleasantly surprised. I was expecting the Disney seasons to all be very low maintenance.
Yeah. I was also worried about that, but it seems like they are better at writing shows than maybe Fox let them be. I don't know. I don't know what their production schedule's like. I don't know what, like, if they just have more time. I know they have, I mean, they have more writers now than they did, like, the last couple seasons, because there was like 4 last year, 4 or 5, not a lot.
You would think less writers would make for like a better, more coherent season of television, but I guess that's not how it correlates.
No, well, because I mean, if you have less writers, then you have less people like splitting the actual writing duty, because like everybody writes the episodes, like the writer's room, like together, they all write the episodes. So if you're, it's only one person, I feel like it. Some cases would make it much more like cohesive and streamlined, but other times there would be nobody else there to go, hey, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense.
I mean, sometimes that still happens.
I mean, look, it's gonna happen. Things are gonna happen no matter what. Sometimes you just gotta put something on the page so you can get out of there. Anyway, we're gonna go watch Thunder Strangers Part 1. I am so mad that they just took the name that I was could have named this 3-parter and used it for the real episodes. I'm just going to be salty about that for the next 3 episodes, I guess. Anyway, Ninja Storm Ranger form.
Back and we've watched Thunder Strangers Part 1.
We have.
I want to point something out, because I noticed in the, I skipped the intro, but in the credits that like are on the bottom of the screen while the episode is starting.
Yeah.
This was written by Ann Knapp, it said, but it said telescript by Teleplay? Ann Austin.
Ann Knapp is Ann Austin.
Okay, because here's also another thing. On the wiki, the next episode is written by Ann Austin.
Okay, that's weird.
So someone should have told whoever like filled this chart out that they're the same person.
I don't know if it's I don't know which direction her name goes in. I feel like she is now Ann Knapp, like she married and is Ann Knapp, but used to be Ann Austin. It might be the other way around.
She also wrote episode 2, was written by Ann Knapp. Okay. And this episode was written by Ann Knapp. And then after this, she is Ann Austin. So maybe she got married between these episodes.
Maybe. I'm not looking at any. It looks like for the rest of the time, she's Ann Austin. So maybe she was Ann Knapp and then got married. I don't know. This is some weird detective work that we would need to do to figure out. I don't want to pry into her personal life. It's not our business. It's her business. I think the wiki, it's a good thing they moved all the episodes to their own pages and not, you know, fix things like people's names being consistent or anything.
They're never going to get my 250 as hard as they try.
No. 5 times a year, I feel like. I feel like there's more and more every year. There's more and more pledge drives on Wikipedia.
It's going to be, by 2025, it's just constantly going to be a banner at the top of the website.
Yeah, it's just going to be a pop-up right in the front. If you want to use Wikipedia, you have to say, no, I will not give you my 250. HeyJakeandJosh.com, that's the website. You can go there. You can go listen to old episodes up through Lost Galaxy. We also got classic feeds that go up through Turbo right now. If you want to go check out the old stuff, if you're jumping on with Ninja Storm because you loved it and you're like, you know what, I would like to hear them talk about Turbo, you can go do that in a couple different places. I don't know if I actually said any of the right letters during that end part. I feel like I can feel myself flip letters in my brain. We're all having a time.
We're like a week and a half into quarantine. We got 30 days to go.
Look, we talked about quarantine. I started editing. As of right now, the first episode has not aired yet, like when we were recording this. I started editing it a couple days ago, and we talk about quarantine stuff for like a while, and I realized that the reason we talked about it for so long is because it's not really real to us, because we still have to go outside in public every day.
Yep.
Like, everybody else is like, oh, what am I going to do with all this self-isolation time? And I'm like, I don't know. It sounds wonderful. You could maybe timeshare some of that to me. That'd be cool. Because, like, I get that, like, it sucks working from home if you're not used to it. Like, there are challenges to doing that if that's not something you're used to.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't feel real. It's like, oh, grass is always greener, I guess.
If you are currently, like, laid off from a job that you can't work from home for, Walmart is hiring 150,000 new employees during this, so if you just need to get out of the house, unless you steal, Walmart won't fire you, so yeah.
It's almost impossible. Anyway, hope your quarantine's going okay. If you are stuck at home and you need something to kill the time with, there are 460 episodes of The Morphin Grid that you can go check up on, so you know, there's that for you. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Milo Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife. We're on Podbay. We're on Podbay B. We're on Pod Cycle.
Pod Strangers.
Pod Strangers. So Pod Strangers is a service where you can't download the same like episodes from the same podcast twice. You have to listen to a new episode of a new podcast every time.
And it's never the first one.
No. It's never going to start you with episode 1 of Rabbits. It's going to start you with episode 2, where she keeps peeing herself. I woke up the other day, I woke up from sleeping with the idea that maybe I should listen to all of those again. All of Tannis, all of Black Tapes, all of Rabbits, all of the other two that they had. What if I just did that?
Two other ones?
There was the last movie, which I think had a second season that I never listened to.
I do remember that.
And then there was one about secret societies, the Leap Year Society. That one got dumb at the end. Like, extra dumb even for
dumb
them.
At the end. Because they start these with no exit plan, and so they all get dumb at the end.
So Black Tapes aired in 2017. Like, the final season aired in 2017. And then 2 months ago, they put it up. They, like, re-released it on their feed. And then it just said that the final episode is the end of the first half of the final season. 3 years later. What y'all doing over there?
That podcast could have been so cool.
Tannis is getting a TV show, allegedly. Sam Raimi's involved.
What?
Why?
Where's the Morphin Grid TV show?
Right? I mean, it's Power Rangers.
I guess it's Power Rangers.
They did that already. Anyway, this is a Monday episode, which also, point of order, there's going to be 3 episodes this week. There's going to be one on Wednesday, too. So look forward 3? To that. And then the next 2 weeks are only going to be 1 episode each because we need to bank up some time for the 4-parter coming after that. Because Ninja Storm is just woof. They're trying to drag us into the mud, I guess.
Guess there is 3. For some reason, I thought this was only 2.
Nope.
Huh.
There's some 2-parters later, but not now. So do you want to start out? Do you want to jump in?
Yeah, sorry. I scrolled ahead and I saw a name, which is Chubo, and I cannot wait to find out who Chubo is. Okay.
Chubo?
Chubo is a part of, he's in the four-parter. He or she, I don't know what they are.
I think
are.
That's, I think that, oh, man, I thought their name was Jubo. It's the backpack guy. Maybe it is okay. Chubo, and I heard it wrong.
Because I also heard the name of not the backpack one.
Yeah, Zergane.
Zergane.
Yeah, I thought it was Sergey for the first couple episodes.
They said it like 1,000 times very clearly this episode.
Yes.
They must have got a note from production.
They got some letters.
That was like, that's like, hey, we don't know this guy's name.
Who's this other guy here?
This isn't the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie. We can't just have a henchman with no name until the credits.
You can't just have unnamed Mordant here sucking up all the air from the room the whole time. I hate Mordant so much. I'm glad Fox owns him and it's never going to be a Power Rangers again. Unfortunately, this also means that Ivan Ooze is trapped in Fox's. So I guess Disney owns Ivan Ooze now, but just Ivan Ooze and Mordant.
Can't wait for that spinoff movie.
Look, if they would let me, I'll write a brand new property with Ivan Ooze as the bad guy. I won't even think twice. Anyway, we start off with Shane and Dustin ogling something on a computer, and it's 2003, and I know what they want me to think they're looking at.
Yeah, and they say things like, oh, look at those lines. But I know this is like a corporate-mandated rewrite of look at those curves.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah.
Because Cam walks in, he's like, that better not be porno.
You're not looking at porn on my computer. This is 2003. Everything has a virus attached to it. You can't do that. And he's like, no, it's just a tsunami cycle. And Cam's like, okay, well, as long as you're not being, I guess, real gross on my computer. And then Dustin says something about channels, and he's like, computers don't have channels.
Yeah,
well,
Dustin,
Cam.
Dustin's like, we opened it, and it was already on this channel.
Cam, let me tell you about the far-off distant year of 2020, where my computer does have channels, actually. It's weird.
TVs barely have channels now.
Yeah.
It's all apps.
Yeah, everyone's like, Get off cable. Go get our app, which would be overall more expensive than just having cable, which is very weird. It's just cheaper to have cable right now than to have the app services for all the different places.
Yeah.
Greedy. Everybody got greedy.
Everybody's super greedy. Like, I remember in high school being like, why don't they just make it so you pay for the channels you watch? And that's kind of what they're trying to do, but all of the channels think they're worth a lot more than they really are.
Yeah. I mean, look, I will pay $10 a month for Netflix, asterisk. Somebody else will pay that, and I will have an account. Same with Hulu. Same, asterisk, also same with Hulu. But I'm not going to pay, like, $8 a month for like Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Like, why would I do that? Even if I liked everything on Comedy Central, they're like, yeah, $15 a month will get you all the good crank yankers you can watch.
I just can't. What is, besides The Daily Show, what does Comedy Central even have anymore? They just rerun Office Space on a loop all day,
yeah,
right?
It's Office Space, and at like 2 in the morning, there's like a 15-year-old, there's like probably like a 15 to 20-year-old episode of Comedy Central Presents on, but just one every day. And you gotta wait. And it's never the good ones. It's never Mitch Hedberg. It's always like, I don't know, Ralphie May. That guy's not good. it's probably a lot of Gabriel Iglesias stand-up specials too. Another thing I can't stand. Anyway, so everything starts pooping his pants. His whole computer system falls apart. Like, it's getting hacked.
It definitely starts to, like, go staticky and shut down. And then, like, a weird symbol pops up on it. But he's just like, oh, it froze.
Yeah, there's, like, 4 X's on the screen. And they're in red, like an attack. And he's like, well, it's frozen. Uh-oh. Are you not being hacked? Because I don't think – You just crashed, right?
It looks like it's more of a crash situation.
It's weird they have these red X's that are like, not even, they're not like real, they're like the Greek letter, like key.
Yeah, because then Shane is like, you had it all backed up, right? Because when your computer crashes, it's empty after that.
Yeah, it dumps the computer.
Maybe that was true in 2003. I don't remember. I barely had a computer in 2003. I feel like.
I don't think I had. I think, I mean, my family, we had a computer in the living room, and that was it.
I feel like 2003, we were still on dial-up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We were absolutely still on Earthlink.
And I just used it to, like, look at game facts or yep. just, like, print out song lyrics and put them in a folder so I had them.
What a weird universal experience we all had. Some people who shall remain Shannon Maynor printed out the whole script for Nightmare Before Christmas and just had that on her in case she needed it at any time. It's one of my favorite facts I've ever learned about her.
I would go on, like, LimeWire and download a song, and it would take hours to download, like, one song with the wrong information.
Yeah, it just said Weird Al. I remember it was 2003, 2004. It was around then. My friend Josh, my other friend Josh, he got, like, good internet, like, cable internet, which is what we called it. It was, like, DSL, but, like, you didn't need a modem yet or anymore. And I remember he overnight downloaded the episode of Buffy Hush, which is a silent episode. They get their voices taken away from them in the beginning. So there's like a cold open, everyone's voices go away, whole episode. And then the very, very last like thing is someone saying, we need to talk. The rest of it's just music and sound effects, right?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't come with the images. It didn't come with the video part. It was just the audio that he got. Overnight, he downloaded this, and it was just like a Winamp like swirl, and then the sound of the silent episode of Buffy behind it. That was Kazaa, I believe.
Yeah. Ugh.
Kazaa?
What a crazy time. Now you just like... one person buys a CD and puts a link on Dropbox.
Yeah, right? Like, I say to one of our friends who shall remain nameless for real because it's slightly criminal, I go, hey, friend, can you find this thing? And then they go, yes. And then I have that thing. anyway, so enough talking about crimes that were never committed because podcasts are fake. This is jokes, cops, if you're listening. He's like, yeah, it is backed up. I gave you that CD, that CD-ROM, Dustin. And Dustin's like, yeah, it's right here. And then it like, it's like, what you say? Because his backpack is gone. And he gets a flashback of like him putting it in the backpack. And it's like, what you say?
Don't know what you got till it's gone.
And then that's the end of the flashbacks. We don't get the other more important flashback because, and I just realized this literally just now, Dustin didn't see what happened to his backpack.
Yeah, he can't remember it if it's
exactly.
If it's lost.
This is the first time I think Power Rangers has ever paid that kind of attention to things.
Yeah, the flashback wasn't for us. That was for Dustin.
That was Dustin just, what you say? His flash backpack didn't go very well for him. So he's like, I don't know where it went. I'm sorry. And then we cut from there to Lothar, who just has the CD, and he's like, aha.
It's so close in on his face. Like, you can smell his breath through the TV. That he's like, the Power Rangers' greatest hits.
He's like, aha, I got your Pat Benatar CD, Dustin.
I've got the remastered album.
I don't think Dustin would have a Pat Benatar. That was me in 2003 that had a Pat Benatar CD. I got your Sugar Cult CD, Dustin.
2003, I was a junior in high school, so this was probably my I got to get all the Nirvana CDs phase or the I have to buy all the AC/DC CDs phase.
Those seem like two wildly disparate phases.
I went through a lot of trial and error trying to figure out what I liked for music in high school.
Fair. I think we all did. I think that happened to a lot of people. I don't know. I remember being really into like this band called American Hi-Fi, which you will remember from their one song, Flavor of the Week. They had a whole other CD called The Art of Losing, and I got super into it. And then one day I heard an Alkaline Trio song, and I went, I think The Art of Losing is the worst album I've ever heard now, actually. There's also a moment where I literally was like in class. I can vividly remember this. It was 10th grade. I was in Miss Margolis's class. She taught English. And I just went, oh, Green Day sucks. Like it just like crashed on me like a wave. Like, no, Green Day is awful, actually. And I was like, oh my God, I'm right. How could I have not seen this before? Anyway, so Lothar has it. Crims is like, yeah. Or the Navy Beetleborg is like, yeah, the Tsunami Cycle Serenade is on there. And that's the good song or something. They're trying to riff. I can respect it. And then Crimson's like, all right, now that you got that, we got a deal to finish. And Lothar's like, no, because not yet. Because like fine wine, things need to age. And then they're like, but sometimes... if you age things, it goes bad. Like wine? I don't think that's... I mean, maybe if you uncork it and then, like, yeah, put it in the fridge.
Mara says something about, like, the cork and the tannins need to settle or something.
Sediment or something?
Yeah.
You got a lot of dirt in your wine. Does dirt come... Wash your feet before you stomp on those grapes. Why you got dirty wine?
Don't make foot wine anymore. It's 2020. The COVID-19 is running wild. Don't make foot wine. This is a bad time for foot wine.
Please don't make foot. Hey, this is PSA from Hey Jake and Josh Industries. Don't make foot wine anymore. It's gross.
You can squish those in a better way, I think.
There's got to be some sort of press or roller or something better than foot wine. And then Capri's like, quit showing off. In front of these two hot boys who, again, are just Power Rangers. They're not, they don't look like people. They're just Power Rangers. And Mara's like, just because you failed evil alien first grade four times. Hold on, what?
Capri got held back in first grade four times.
First grade. If you can't graduate first grade, it's because you didn't show up, right? Like,
we're blatantly not doing the work, I think.
Yeah. Because I feel like first grade, like, I feel like up until like maybe second grade or third grade, definitely. Because that's when I learned multiplication, I think. Like once you start learning that, it's like, all right, now you got to like apply yourself and like try to learn these things. But kindergarten is like, all right, here's some animals. These are shapes. These are the letters. Everyone cool? Let's figure these out.
First grade is just like, only single digit numbers.
Yeah, first grade is like, all right, here's some subtraction. We're going to tell you multiplication exists, but you don't need to worry about it. And then, like, let's start putting letters together. It's mostly, and I don't want to, like this is, please do not take this as I am belittling, like, first grade teachers. But I feel like a lot of it is just babysitting, right? Like, just making sure the kids do something and don't eat glue or anything for, like, a while.
I feel like that's more kindergarten. First grade is a little bit more sophisticated.
I get, but you're six, though. Like, how smart are six?
Out of the, like, because kindergarten, when I was in it, was only a half day. You got out of school at, like, 11 in the morning.
Yeah, there at our school, there were two, like, you either went in at 11 or got out at 11.
Yeah,
you were morning
yeah.
or afternoon kindergarten.
I was in the morning class.
Same.
First grade was, like, the first full day. So you're there for, like, 8 hours. And I feel like four of those hours still are just art.
Yeah, it's art and music coloring. And gym and coloring.
And then you have to do, like, a little bit of math, maybe. Because I don't really remember even, like, phonics I remember in second grade. But none of that, like, grammar and any of that was first grade. So maybe it was, like, basic math and art, and that's all you learned in first grade.
I feel like
you
definitely had to learn words. Like spelling and I think reading is maybe what you focused on. Like, getting up to speed on reading in first grade.
Maybe.
I'm 30, so it's been a minute since I was in a first grade.
It's been like 27 years since I was in first grade, so
so it's been a while. I don't know. Maybe I was just a real stupid 6-year-old. So I just assume everybody else was.
I definitely got caught cheating on a test in second grade.
I remember you told this story on the podcast before, which it's second grade, man.
I know. And I had this other kid's test in my desk, and I just had it. I'd say it was in my desk. It was in my lap, and I was just looking at it and filling the answers in on my test. And the teacher was like, "What's that?"
You're like, "Definitely not Derek's."
Adams.
Adam. Of course you cheated off an Adam.
Well, duh.
Obviously. If you're going to cheat off somebody. If I cheated off anybody, I don't know. I didn't do a lot of cheating until, like, you know, middle school.
I don't even remember real. I mean, there's a lot of the, hey, what'd you get for number one? Which, like, when you think back, like, the teachers have to hear you.
Oh, they were, like, looking at you like, all right, kid.
And they're just like, you know what? It's fine.
It's first grade. Anyway, this is all to say the Capri failed it 4 times. Is Evil Alien first grade? Is that, like, freshman year? Do you think that's, like, later in life?
Maybe. Maybe they only have 4 grades in Evil Alien school.
Maybe. There's just Evil Alien High. Evil Space High. Oh, we talked about this. It's just Evil Space High. And she failed freshman year 4 times. Anyway, Lothar says something. I don't remember how we get here, but Lothar's like, somebody, I think it's Zurgane, wants to kill them. He's like, let's go. We should go kill the Power Rangers now.
Zurgane literally says we should just attack Storm Chasers.
Right.
Chargers. Chargers.
Yeah. So, like, they know the Rangers work there. But then Lothar says something that I feel like is, like, a big mythology point of Power Rangers that's never really been articulated before. Because he says, if you destroy a Power Ranger before they are at, like, they are fully morphed and at, like, the height of their power, you can't destroy them. It's the only time you can destroy the Power Rangers is, like, when they are the most a Power Ranger they can be, right?
Yeah.
Because other than that, they're gonna get back up, like,
right?
You know, like if you kick them while they're down, they're just gonna figure it out. And I feel like that's really true because every time we've seen the Power Ranger stuff get destroyed, it's always like when they're like Turbo, like they were in a thing and everything blew up because they were like doing Power Ranger stuff. So I feel like this is like weirdly correct.
Yeah.
I don't know. Good job, Lothar, for like figuring it out.
Yeah, he has a plan, and that's just to like keep letting them get stronger until they're maxed out and then just take them down.
Yeah, and then like you just need to stay a little stronger than that and you're fine. Zurgane says something else and he yells at Zurgane to take a day off, which is like weird that is.
He tells him to take a vacation day.
Take a vacation day. That's nice. That's a good thing for bosses to do.
Zurgane's like, I guess if you want. And then Lothar is like, that's an order. If you don't take it now, you're going to lose your vacation time.
You're never going to have it again for another 100 years. So Zurgane is mad about having to take a day off, which is we have different priorities in life, Zurgane. So then we cut to Storm Chargers and Kelly comes in and the place is very messy. And she's like, Dustin, you know, cleaning is the opposite of what you're doing, right? Like, you put things on the shelf.
She walks in like, what the heck is
going
on? What
happened in here?
And he's literally just, like, throwing stuff from underneath the desk. Like,
yeah,
just tossing it.
She's like, why? Well, how about? And he's like, I lost my backpack and I don't know where it is.
I lost my backpack. I gotta go look for it.
I can get it back. And she's like, you're gonna find it, don't worry. Also, what about Blake and Hunter? You seen them around lately? Like,
yeah,
smooth segue.
She's like, hey, look for Blake and Hunter to make a good racing team.
She got like the numbers in for the budget she has for a 250 race.
Yeah. And Dustin's like, oh, I could do it. And she's like, no, I need people who can race big bikes.
She's like, I only have the budget for 2 people. And they're used to the big bikes. And he's like, yeah, okay, I get it. She's like, do you have their phone number? And he's like, yeah, here it is.
She has, like, you got their cell number?
She says cell number, which is weird that you used to have to delineate those things, right?
Yeah.
The times, they are a-changing. But he does, and he gives it to her. Then we cut to Shane skating. He's doing a rail slide of some sort. And then he lands. He's like, hey, did you find your backpack? As Dustin comes up, Tori's just there. She's like balancing on like the edge of a bench or something. I forget what she's doing. She's just like walking on things because she can't surf on an skate park. There's laws. That's a criminal act to bring a surfboard to a skate park. You can't do that. Everyone
don't
knows
try
that.
It.
Don't even try it.
It's too big. It would get stuck on the vert.
Exactly. That would, yeah, you wouldn't even be able to, like, you just go down, it would plonk, and then you'd break your face open.
You would totally biff.
You would beef it. You would beef it so bad.
Spill your Liz Blizz everywhere.
Liz Blizz all over the place. That's a slipping hazard for everybody else now. Not to mention gross, because it's Liz Blizz. So Dustin comes up, and Shane's like, any luck? And he's like, no, I have no idea what I did with my backpack. And Tori's like, all right, well, where are the other places you had it? And he's like, oh, the track. And she's like, there we go.
Why didn't you look there first? You're always at the I feel like you're at the track more than you're at your job.
And he's like, oh, let's go to do that then. But before they can, Cam calls them on their morphers, I guess.
They're just in the middle of a skate park, and there definitely were other people here, right?
I don't think so. I don't remember seeing anybody else.
I swear I saw some people walking through the foreground.
Maybe they were leaving. They were just leaving the skate park. There's too many surfers here. And a dirt biker. This place used to be cool. But Cam's like, hey, there's a weird heat signature at the quarry. If you should go check that out. And they're like, Kelzak's? He's like, no, Kelzak's don't read like this. It's very strange. So they morph and they go there. And I really hope there's nobody still standing around because they just morph in the middle of the skate park.
Yeah, Cam's like, you better range her up just to be safe. And Shane's like, yeah, no problem. He looks around. He's like, we got it.
Yeah, it's cool. So they teleport over there and they're like, all right, we're at the quarry and there's nothing there. And there's a big explosion that knocks them all on their asses. And then there's the Beetleborgs. The Thunder Rangers are there. And they're like, oh, no. Okay, what is this? So then the Beetleborgs start smack talking them. I don't remember what they said exactly, because every memory from right now, and because they start fighting like right after the smack talk, but every memory until Navy Ranger pulls out a stick and then Dustin goes, they got big sticks, is just blank. I don't remember anything that happened between then and now.
They got beat up by the Thunder Rangers because they were like, hey, they look like us. And then they got beat up. And then Navy pulls out the big stick. And it was either Dustin or Shane. I thought it was Shane that was like, they got sticks.
It might have been Shane. Because he's the one that gets hit by it. But like, they got sticks.
And yeah, and then Tori's like, big ones.
Big sticks. Okay, Tori, simmer down. We're in the middle of something. You can worry about their big sticks later. So the Thunder Rangers are like, hey, how about you give up? And they're like, no, we're Power Rangers.
I'm sorry. Did you watch the last season, Thunder Rangers?
Yeah. They don't do that.
Never give up.
Never. Not even once. Unless you're Danny. And then you give up all the time until someone else goes, hey, don't. And you go, you got it. And then I think it's Shane and Tori are like, oh, I get it. This is a training simulation. Cam, you got us. You pranked us good. This is training. And Dustin's like, this is not training, y'all. Yeah. This is real life.
Then the Power Rangers. Not the Power Rangers. They're the Power Rangers. The Thunder Rangers.
The Beetleborgs.
Leave?
They dip, yeah. They just go away. They're like, well, your funeral later. And then they teleport away.
Tori called them posers at some point.
I love the 2003 smack talk slang that they are throwing around all the time. It's very good. It makes me nostalgic for playing Pikmin on my GameCube in my bedroom or at my friend Eli's house, drinking a nice Sobe Life water, playing Yu-Gi-Oh afterwards. Like, it's just like a time capsule that I'm like, oh, to be young again when I didn't have bills or a plague.
Listening to CDs on a stereo.
Oh, God.
And turning the music all the way down in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater so I could have a custom soundtrack of just the music playing out of my radio.
See, that, I want to dunk on you for that, but I get it. What I am going to dunk on you for is that we both know Tony Hawk's soundtracks rule.
Yeah, but sometimes you just gotta listen to Puddle of Mud while you shred in Tony Hawk 3.
Okay, all right. I don't think you need to ever listen to Puddle of Mud.
It's a generational
over a Tony
thing.
Hawk soundtrack?
Look, no, there's a generational gap here, I think is what it is.
Okay.
Everybody who's 34 loved Puddle of Mud. They sang that song that they said the F word in. And it was very cool.
Okay.
The lead singer looks a little bit like Edge.
Just a little bit. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Mr. Mud does look a little bit like Edge.
I call him Puddle.
Well, clearly you're better friends with him than I am. We cut to the Power Rangers talking to Sensei, or I guess talking at Sensei all at once. They're like, there were new Rangers. What are they doing? They have big sticks, blah, blah, blah. And Sensei's like, all right, one at a time, please. I am a little gerbil. Please, no yelling. And they're like, what happened? What was that? And Sensei's like, well, they fought in the style of the Thunder Ninja Academy. So that might be what's up. And Tori's like, I thought that Lothar got all the other ninjas ever, except the three of us.
So there's wind and thunder schools.
Yes.
Assuming that is it. Unless some other
tsunami
rangers show up.
That might be all that we see, but they definitely said all, and two is not all. So
but
there's
all,
more.
Were they all in the one building? Or did Lothar get all the other schools before this one?
I think he got all the other schools first because this is the one that was, like, personal. So he's like, I'm going to work up to it so they have no backup.
I just wish we had more about the other schools because I really like the lore of there just being hidden ninja schools in the woods all over the place.
Yeah. There's, like, the Birch Ninja School in New Hampshire, right? Like, so he's like – or she's like, wait, so, like, are they – brainwashed? Did he like use their Power Rangers to like fight fire with fire? And Sensei's like, no, because I don't think so, because when you hate someone, that's like real passion, and clearly they hate you, so like that's not
says,
that's not brainwashed.
He says like they were fighting from the inside and they mean it.
So they just really don't like you is the problem. Someone says like they could have killed us, and Shane's like, yeah. And I would like to find out why they decided not to, because that seems even weirder. Cut up to the calamari, the SS calamari, the spaceship. And Zurgane is just like in a hallway and he bumps into the two Thunder Rangers and they like yell at each other and they're about to fight. And because they're just crap talking him like a lot.
When they bump into him in the hallway, Crimson's like, yo, what up, dog?
It was really dumb. I don't know the identities of these two Rangers.
It could be anybody.
But I would bet that the red one is clearly the worst one. Like, even, like, just, like, what he's like what his hair looks like is probably clearly definitively worse. Just based off this one scene. They're about to fight, but then, you know, Crimson, like, grabs his hand before he can, like, hit Navy. Navy's totally chill this whole time, by the way. And Navy's like, hey, we're supposed to be on the same team, remember? And Zergane's like, yeah, for now. And then he walks off all mad, because he has to, like, he forgot to play Animal Crossing today or something.
Right.
So he's like,
my damn turnips are probably at 600. I never checked. I'll never know.
I bought turnips for the first time yesterday, and the price is already much, much lower. So
mine went up, so I don't know if I should just sell now and be done with it, or if I should wait and see if it goes up more.
Well, that's the trick. That's the risk you play with the stock market. Then Zergane teleports down to Earth into the quarry. Cam sees this and goes, is it just like Monster Town? Like, why does everybody go to the quarry? And he's like, all right, you should go fight him. And they're like, isn't there normally like a monster there? And Cam's like, yeah, but there isn't. So like, I don't know, go beat him up or whatever. So they morph again. They go to fight him. They're like, hey, what's the matter? No monsters? Like, no, I'm going to kill you myself. So he starts fighting them and he does okay.
Yeah.
And granted, they were just beat up by the Thunder Rangers, but like, he's still taking them to school. At some point, Lothar's like, what the hell is this guy doing down there? Someone tractor beam him back up here. And they do that. They just
pluck him out of the quarry.
They just grab him.
The beam hits him and he's like, ah, damn.
Ah, crud. And then he flies away. And then the Beetle Rangers, like, cool guy, walk up and they're like, oh, we told you to die. And since you didn't, we're going to do it now. And then they pull out their own tsunami cycles that have, like, their logos, and, like, the blue is navy and the red is crimson. And then they just, like, beat the Rangers up, but on the dirt bikes. At one point, they just drive through them.
They just run them over.
Yeah.
Dustin just trips, and it amounts to nothing.
I mean, he's running. He's, like, trying to run out of the way of one and just literally trips on a rock in the quarry. And then Blue's like, you suck.
Yeah, one of them's like, nice faceplant, loser. And then they just run them all over.
Yeah, and they have lightning blasts. Like, when the Rangers on their tsunami cycles, they have, like, lasers. But these ones are, like, straight up lightning blasts. And then they're like, all right, now it's time for us to do our Zord thing. And they say, they pull out their little cell phone morphers that are Beetles. And they say, and this is very weird, I don't know if this is their morph call or what, but they say, Sky of Wonder, Power of Thunder.
Well, it has to rhyme.
I know it's got to rhyme, but Sky of Wonder?
Yeah.
I guess they're on Disney now, so that kind of tracks. It definitely seems like a line they wanted to put in an Aladdin song, but didn't. They just had laying around. So they get their Beetle. These are straight up Beetleborg mechs. Like, the Beetleborgs had these same things. It wasn't exactly the same, but it was, like, basically a, they just went over to the Beetleborg warehouse and said, what two tanks do you have left? We're taking them.
Yeah, I didn't get a good look at what Crimson's was, but the Navy one is just, like, a big Beetle on six massive tires, like an all-terrain vehicle, and it's just, like, rumbling over all this, like, rubble and big rocks.
Yeah. Red's is pretty much the same. It might have treads, but I don't actually remember. But yeah, it's like they're like ATV tanks.
Yeah.
And so the Rangers call their Zords, and then they have a lot of cool things. Like, a lot of things happen. I think the Beetle Zords look extremely dope, but, like, not quite Power Rangers.
Yeah.
They're, like, more like actual vehicles than, like, what if Dolphin was robot?
Right. You know?
But I guess they're Beetles, so, like, it makes sense. They would crawl very slow if they had to walk on, like, their however many legs or whatever.
They just had weird robot bug legs.
Yeah, that would be kind of weird. Tornado, what? Dustin's name isn't Tornado.
Not yet.
Dustin, Tornado Blast, that's where I was going with this. He tornado blasts the Navy one over. It flips upside down, and then it goes invisible because it's got a cloaking device. And they're like, where'd it go? And then it whips up behind Tori and shoots a big pincher claw at her, yanks her back, and then Dustin goes, hands off the fish! Okay, I love it. Then they're like, all right, it's time to beat these. We need to do Megazord. So they get in their Megazord form, and then the Thunder Megazord happens. And this is also what the second Megazord was called, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So this is a little weird, I think. But what I like about this is there's two Zords that are big, and they turn into one person, and it's just literally like top half, bottom half. It's like Blue is legs, Red is torso.
Yeah. It's weird to have just a two-part Megazord.
I think it works really well.
When I was watching this, I was like, I wonder how they would have factored in a Yellow Ranger on their team. Like, see, an Amber Ranger or whatever they came up with.
The Amber would have been very good. The Chrysanthemum Ranger.
The Topaz Ranger.
Topaz. Might have been Topaz. I think Amber would have been the best call. But I think I think they wouldn't have had the Zords because the footage, like, they would have, like, the American footage would have had a Yellow Ranger, but I don't know if they would have, like, commissioned all new Zord
that
footage.
That would be expensive because they'd have to also make a whole new Zord for that.
Yeah. So, like, that would be tricky. And then that would really suck if they were like, and here is the third Ranger, And she just tags along. She doesn't have her own sword or anything.
She hangs out on the ground and is like, yeah, get him.
Get him. That would suck a lot. Which is why I think the idea that, like, the three-person team, like, with the American footage would have been good. But if they didn't, if they couldn't go all the way with it, it would have come off as, like, weird at best. So they start fist fighting. They pull out the serpent sword. The Rangers do, the Power Rangers do, and they go to attack the Thunder Megazord, but it's got too much defense. It's got a lot of D, so it just doesn't do anything. They're just standing there like they're no mercy blocking with their chest out. And they're like, uh-oh. And then Dustin's like, hey, where's that last minute save our butts device, Cam? Because he knows from Power Rangers. I like Dustin is weirdly the smart guy, but only when it comes to Power Rangers stuff.
Yes, he's very genre savvy.
Yeah, I like that about him. And Cam's like, I give and I give and I give. And he sends them another power sphere. And it gets jacked. Like, it gets hijacked in midair. Like, yeah. while it's being AOL instant messaged to their robot, it gets stolen.
What the Thunder Rangers did is they ran a cable from their Megazord to the other Megazord.
Ah, they got a splitter.
Yeah, and they just kind of like take their feed. They take their cable.
They got HBO now too. What up? And so they steal it, and the Crimson's like, football
interception. Got it.
Now we're gonna return it.
Run it back for a touchdown.
And it's this weird windmill axe, and then they just proceed to kill the Power Rangers with it.
They just keep bashing the Power Rangers with this weird axe. It sucks for them.
Yeah, and then they die, I think, because the Power Rangers blow up, and they're like, and then, oh, sorry, I forgot. Crimson's like, all right, now let's literally curb stomp them. And Navy's like, no, we destroyed their robot. We did enough for the day. Like, we're not gonna get gruesome with it. So they teleport away. And then we cut to Kelly, like, near the racetrack, and Hunter and Blake in their like motocross outfits, which are weirdly navy and crimson. I don't know if that means anything. They jump the fence, and she's like, "What are you doing here? We're under attack." So I think that in unnamed Ninja Storm Town, because I don't actually know if the town has been named yet, they say, like, there's got to be some sort of alarm, right? Like, they're like, ah, Zord fight, well, everyone go inside.
There is in the background a big smoke pile. I don't know. A lot of smoke coming out of the city that you can see from the road. So she's probably why aren't you hiding?
I mean, I guess they're outside of town. They're not, like, fighting around buildings, really, which is good, because that, always seems really dangerous to do, even if they are empty, you know. Yeah, a lot of infrastructure destruction.
Yeah, but Blake and Hunter are like, hey, we think they need help, and they take Kelly and then run back, like, into the city
to, like, go help the Power Rangers.
So we're not, I called my shot last week, we're not supposed to have figured this out, I guess,
which is also why they didn't, which is why I think they didn't show that Blake and Hunter had the backpack, not only because Dustin didn't know, but so, like, we wouldn't remember, you know, be, like, reminded of it if we didn't remember, which is pretty neat. Also, do you think that Kelly is about to find out that, for real, that the Power Rangers are Power Rangers? Like, is that part two of this, is that Kelly shows up and there is her employee, Dustin?
Yeah, probably.
Huh. I mean, we cut up to Lothar, who's like, I won round one, and then the episode's over.
Okay, I'm sorry, I've been distracted, because I need to know the name of this place where they live.
Does it have a name?
It does. I had to look in the synopsis on the Wikipedia page. It says there are three wind morphers, which allow them to morph, or to transform into wind Power Rangers, and protect the city of Blue Bay Harbor from Lothar's forces.
That is a bad name, because a bay is a harbor.
Well, this is Blue Bay Harbor.
Welcome to Greenwoods Forest. Same thing.
Is this Venice?
I think so.
If Silver Hills is San Francisco and Angel Grove is L.A., Is Blue Bay Harbor Venice?
I think maybe. Because
Venice is like a beachy place.
It's like a surf town, yeah.
It's Venice Beach, right? Like,
yeah. I think maybe. That's part of L.A., but it's like, it's its own town, but it's like in L.A.
Right.
Because L.A. is like a county as well as a city. So, but yeah, because like San Diego or Mariner Bay is San Diego, like for sure.
Yeah.
And then Turtle Cove is like Portland or something. Like it's not in California. So yeah, maybe it's Venice. I don't know anywhere else that that would be like really beachy.
Yeah.
So I think maybe. But Blue Bay Harbor is not a great name. Anyway, you know, something had to be bad. There had to be something wrong, right?
Right.
Anyway, though,
hey, if it's the name of the city, I'll take it.
Yeah, you know, whatever. But anyway, that is the end of the episode. So, Josh, what's the best?
Oh, I don't know.
I think I'm going to give the best, and I don't know, this is a weird one. I'm going to give it to the fact that they didn't remind us that Blake and Hunter had the backpack.
That is good, because they are also playing it like we're not supposed to have figured out that they are.
Yeah.
Most likely, but not confirmed.
Not
to
confirmed.
Be
who knows?
The Could Thunder be Rangers.
What if Kelly is the Crimson Ranger? I would be so distraught if she was the terrible Crimson Ranger.
Yeah, if she was the Crimson Ranger, that would suck. But also having another girl ranger this season would maybe kick ass a little bit.
That would probably rule, yeah. But yeah, so that's what my best is. That they are just like, that's like really putting a lot of faith in the Watcher, which Power Rangers historically doesn't do very often.
Yeah, it's a hard one to best because it's just the Power Rangers get beat up by bad Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Like, that's most of the whole episode.
Which I think we're on the record as, like, liking because now they can get back up, right?
It's, like, yeah, it's good, but what's the best part of that? That happened right, yeah. This time, you know? And yeah. Nothing really jumped out. Like, they just fought and they got beat up and then the bad guys left. I think the best is that they left, but they left with a reason. We don't know what the reason is yet, but they weren't just like, right. We're winning, goodbye. It was that's enough. Yeah. We'll get them more later.
Yeah, it definitely seems like they're holding back on purpose.
I mean, this is probably part of Lothar's plan to, like, keep making the Power Rangers stronger so they can be destroyed, right? Is beat them down. Make sure they lose, but don't try to destroy them yet.
Right, because if you do that, then they're just going to figure out a way to, you know, become Super Ninja Rangers and kick our asses.
But if they can if they gradually increase at a rate lower than we gradually increase.
Yeah.
It's a very complex plan for Lothar.
It is. I like Lothar a lot.
He's pretty good.
TBQH. What's the worst?
I think the Crimson Ranger.
I think
his personality is the worst.
I think also the Crimson Ranger just kind of sucks. he's like, what up? I'm a tool. And then Navy's there like, I mean, I'm the other one. I have to deal with this.
Like, yeah. Navy's like, I'm the cool one. I'm Sonic the Hedgehog, and this is my partner Shadow, and he sucks.
this is sucky Shadow the Hedgehog. Because at least Shadow the Hedgehog could, like, stop time and do cool stuff like that. Crimson Ranger just is like, he just seems like he has a bad haircut. I don't know. Who's the MVP?
I don't know.
I'm kind of torn. My
gut reaction is to say Kelly, but I don't know why I would say that.
This is weird. I also had that feeling. But she didn't do anything except for be like, do you have someone else's phone number so I can have them be the racers and not you?
And then she found them and she was like, leave, there's a giant robot here.
She just seems like a competent adult. And I feel like in Power Rangers, that is a like unknown quantity at this point.
Yeah, I'm going to go with it. I'm going to MVP Kelly this time.
Follow your gut. I get it. I'm going to MVP Dustin because I feel like he was given the most room to act, I guess. Like, everybody else is, like, pretty standard Power Ranger stuff they had to do. Like, what's going on? We're getting beat up, blah, blah. But Dustin actually had, like, some other stuff that he got to do.
Yeah.
And I really think, I think it's Glenn McMillan, is a really good actor.
He's pretty good. And this is definitely a Dustin story.
Yeah.
Even though it's the Thunder Rangers versus all of them, it's because of Dustin that they have cool bikes.
Right, because he lost his backpack. What you say? And we don't need to rank it, but I want to do something this season since there's a lot of multi-parters. I want to rank the episode as we watch it, but then adjust for every part afterwards.
Okay.
So right now we're just ranking episode one, but next time we'll rank the sum of one and two, and then one, two, and three. Just so by the time we get to the third part, we're not like, what happened in the first one? Where did we think that would have landed? You know, because I feel like every year the multi-parters, we get to the point where we're like, all right, time to rank it. I don't remember anything that happened in it.
I feel like this episode is probably, I don't think it's bad, but I do think it's number five.
I think that's fair. If anything, I would put it at number four, but I feel like number five also fits. Just again, because just as it's part one, it is literally like the Power Rangers don't have a backpack and then get beat up for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put Thunder Strangers tentatively at number five for now, and then we will adjust that as we go. Just so we're not blindsided by the time the third part comes around.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for us for today. We will be back on Wednesday. Because it's a three-parter, and we made a rule a long time ago when we were young and full of piss and vinegar and had nothing else going on that we do all the multi-parters in 1 week, and I will be damned if I let my 24-year-old self get the better of me. I will not let him win. So on Wednesday, we'll be back with part two of Thunder Strangers, but until then,
may the power protect you.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 463 of Power Rangers. Didn't ask you for the numbers. I hope it's 463.
It is.
Okay, 463 of Power Rangers. Let me just, I'm gonna start over.